Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, from Arrested Development, Will Arnett is here. You want to know my problem? You want to know why I go insane in life? Is I get in between the people that have the misunderstanding, and I know what each one of them is talking about.
Yes.
It's a curse, and I'll explain in a second. It's like I'm the guy who's talking to someone, and I hear someone in the background, Johnny! I'm like, Johnny! And I'm thinking, are you going to respond to your own goddamn name, or do I have to say something? And hey, Johnny. Yeah, someone's calling your name!
Yeah, and you know what he wants, too.
I'm just saying, I go through my life responsible for hearing all this kind of stuff, yes. And that's why I'm going to... Yes. I'm like a battery that's going to go long, like a flashlight that's been left on in some pup tent and never land. I'm just going to burn out too soon. But here's the exchange right before we went on the air. Drew said, how's your oven? Because I painted my oven over the weekend, and Will said, you got a new oven? And Drew said, oven. And I realized, now I have to get in between. I have to step in. So, Will, I know you're confused because Drew said oven after you asked if I got a new oven.
But he started the show with a spring and a smile in his voice. He sounded upbeat and interested in the show for a change, though he had to get involved with it. But it's good. Yeah. So tell him about the oven. Tell him about it.
No, I'm curious why you said oven when he
because
said
I thought
a new
he said,
oven.
I thought he said, you got
loving?
What? You got what?
Oh.
Loving.
You said I said some loving. Did you say oven?
No, I said oven.
Yes.
And then
okay,
I said oven,
good.
Too.
That's
did,
oven
I,
did I hear correctly? Was it oven? Was oven the word?
Oven was the word.
Yes, it is. And now somehow I only hear...
He baked his oven.
Well, I didn't bake that. Mine,
but
I
painted it.
Yes.
I painted it with automotive paint. And my refrigerator.
I don't know if I've ever been so sorry about asking a question as I am right now.
Well, it was
hang around here for a while more.
It was,
don't worry.
It was torture for me because the mics went on the split second you said oven, and I realized now I'm tortured. I can't correct what Will thinks that Drew said, and Drew doesn't know what Will just said.
You started the show interested in the show. It's what I love about that.
Shush up, Drew. Are you high? Will Arnett.
Well, not even mentioned.
What kind of oven, though?
dear. Viking. Dear Viking, dear friend, Will Arnett, who I've never seen outside the studio, but I feel we're sort of kindred spirits.
Yeah. We've talked about it before. It'll never happen.
We could definitely hang, although we won't.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know we could.
Yeah.
And,
great.
And it'd be one of those things that if we did run into each other somewhere, it'd be like, wow, Will, great, finally, forced to hang, but looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But not so much that we're going to exchange phone
numbers.
But
then it'd be weird by that point. It's like being friends for too long and then having sex or something.
Well, yeah, we would have sex. Yeah.
But I mean, it's weird because you've been attending it for so long.
I'd put a bun in his oven.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Drew, quiet down. Do my ears work better than yours, or is your brain, is something wrong with your brain?
But when he asked the question.
Yes, why you said oven.
Didn't hear him say oven. I heard him say.
Why do I hear him say oven?
Your ears are better than mine.
But how can you hear him say another word that wasn't the word he said?
That's never happened before that one person has heard one
thing. I know, but there's something going on in your brain. It ain't your ear.
My ears are older.
You're expecting him to say something.
Well, it's all, yes, of course. You're absolutely right. There's always expectation of things.
That's where you go. That's where you go.
That's interesting, right.
Yeah, expectation affects what you hear and what you experience.
Well,
it's kind of the way that your brain, now, I'm not a scientist. This is going to shock a ton of people.
Go ahead.
But don't you, your brain, sometimes when you look from one object to another, it actually, you don't necessarily, I don't see, look from you to you. My brain kind of fills in.
Yes, it fills in.
In between.
Right.
So maybe your brain does the same thing hearing-wise.
No,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the interesting part of this whole thing, which is, and this is an attack on my dear colleague, Drew.
No, it's an interesting.
But it's interesting because.
An uncomfortable observation.
Uncomfortable. But you know, this is part of the process, and you have to let yourself go. This is step 13 for you, Drew.
It's all about the process.
The thing is you had to have a brain go in another direction or expecting another answer. Otherwise, it would be difficult to convert what was something into something else.
Right. Not only that, but you know how my brain's always going in overdrive anyway, so it's exactly the kind of brain that would do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right.
Your brain is like the new software they have for computers where it's assuming what you're writing.
It makes assumptions. Yes.
And it makes assumptions.
Right.
Well, not, I don't want to say assumptions.
No, I make assumptions, and they're often wrong, and that's a mistake.
And we all do.
Right. And
No, just me.
Will is not only the in Arrested Development, but is the voice of GMC, right?
Yeah.
Not more than you want, but
not more than
but
you're
still going to pay for it.
Do you do anything for Fox?
No, I don't. Sadly, I don't. They have not called me.
I swear. You want to check your brain
again?
No,
the reason I was going to ask is you brought this up and you told me I was wrong, and I am, of course, wrong. But there's somebody that sounds like you doing the OC.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes. I like to imitate that guy.
Okay.
Well, do it.
Because he
this
does
week
like
on the OC.
Yeah. This week on an all-new The O.C. Because he kind of goes, oh. Like he's like from Maryland.
I'm sure, but he's from Huntington Beach all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, do me a favor. Do this one. Someone's this killing this week on Vegas. Someone's killing showgirls, and Dan wants to know why.
All right. This week on an all-new Vegas, someone is killing showgirls, and Dan wants to know why.
There you go. That was as much entertainment as I had from age 11 to 19. That was it. Just sitting there. I didn't even watch Vegas. I just watched him promo Vegas. And I was like, wow, this guy's got a car and his phone. And then I realized... a phone in his car.
It's the T-Bird? Is it Dan?
Yeah, I had the T-Bird. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, there's no wire on his phone.
Did he have a phone? There were a couple people who had those phones.
He had a phone in his car. I think I think Vegas was the first. And I was thinking, I was looking at my life, and I was thinking, girl, we barely have a toaster oven. Barely. like, it's a timeshare toaster oven. We get it on Monday and Wednesday and
Will
Thursday.
Will thinks you're kidding.
No, we had to share... No. Well, we actually kept one toaster oven, yeah. All right, so Will also married to Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live, by the way, who's super funny and very talented and good-looking, too. You know, you don't normally get the good-looking.
And the funny.
And the funny, yeah. I mean, you know. But Amy Poehler is very attractive and very talented.
She got hugged last night by Bono. I don't know if anybody saw that.
Oh, are
you pissed?
Well, I am pissed. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
he is. So that's what does it.
Yeah.
He's got a plane in the morning.
I had this great, I can't stand Bono, by the way, because he's always at some summit meeting or he's out here on the Capitol steps or he thinks he's running this country. He wants to know what's going on with this country, you know? So I thought, first off, you're not from here, Bono or Bono or whatever you call yourself. There's a couple of things I think about you two. One is you got Bono, and then you got The Edge, and then you got Larry, what's his name? And I think, how sad is it when you're Larry sandwiched in between The Edge and Bono? Bono, I'm Ed, I'm Larry. You sound like an idiot, right? All right, but then I was thinking, look, go back to your crappy Ireland and get things straightened out over there. Don't worry about us. We're doing fine. No, he's over here doing his thing. And I thought, how would he like it if we did that to him? And then I thought, we send Bob Seger over to Ireland to straighten things out. And Bob just goes, hey, Bono, yeah, I'm heading over to Ireland. I'm gonna talk to the Congress or whatever you guys have
over
there.
The Protestants and the Catholics.
I'm going to get people together. I'm going to protest. I'm going to be angry about what's going on.
But you know what? They ought to send the Nuge with them, too.
Ted Nugent. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Well, Ted Nugent, that's the muscle.
Yeah, that's a rifle. Ted Nugent
is
a shotgun.
Here's the thing. You keep Ted in your hip pocket because it's like, listen, if Bob Seger's not working out, I will call Ted Nugent.
You
understand? He'll take an ATV to Ireland and he'll have a crossbow with him.
He'll wait the 6 weeks to have it shipped there, too. It'll be a slow burn.
Of a crossbow. Did you see that NBA fight the other night?
Yes.
Was there? Yeah.
It was huge. And I thought to myself, you know, if... First of all, the Major League Baseball has a long and rich history of things flying out of the stands, and only Milton Bradley is the only guy I've ever seen fly into the stands.
Right.
I mean, the reality is, even if somebody shot with a crossbow out of the stands, they should, like, hail security and get the guy arrested. You don't jump into the stands.
I agree.
Who's paying your bills, guys?
Drew, you're thinking like a white guy, number one. I mean, to be honest.
Referencing baseball and all that. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, look, these athletes are like beaked up thoroughbreds.
Yeah, they're huge.
No, I just mean, you ever see like a, you know, horse that pulls a plow? That's you, Drew.
Yeah. Right. A mule that pulls a train.
Yeah. Yeah, this...
whatever.
Well,
whatever you do on the weekend.
Well, you know, I think that.
But it, I just mean, I'm just saying a bird could land on you and your fur would just do that weird shiver move. You wouldn't do anything. These guys are like thoroughbreds. You try to get them into the gate, you know, their blood's coming out of their nostrils and so there's veins coming out and stuff. You agitate those guys, white or black, whatever they are, they're coming after you.
And if they don't perform exactly like you want, then everybody freaks out. Like, well, what, you know. But you do have to ask the question, would Michael Jordan have done it, like a great player? Like, would Larry Bird have done it? No.
Magic
have done it? No.
No,
Chamberlain would have.
Listen, it's
Chamberlain.
Yeah, he probably. He would have, you know, a couple women on the way, and then he would have got to it.
It's clearly wrong, but these guys, one of the things that makes athletes great is shutting everything off and sort of like reacting. It's sort of like the great boxers, you know, they're not looking around. They don't really even know where they are. They just tunnel vision on what's in front of them. And when these guys just react, their reaction time is 10 times faster than ours. They get hit with a beer. It's like, I'm killing. I don't think they even know where they are. And I'm not defending them.
Yeah, I'm not trying to call that a trait that it's. I'd hail.
Well, look, here's all I'm saying. I'm not defending Artest or whoever went into the stands. On the other hand, don't throw beer on somebody if you don't want to get your ass kicked.
Right,
That's number one.
Yes.
I don't believe it's sort of like the zoo where, you know, there's a gorilla that could take your arms off, but there's a cage in between and we're going to torment it. No, there's just a small fence. So don't go torment
it. It's a table. It's a fold-up table.
Right.
Granted,
it's basically
there's
a table.
Horrible behavior on both sides.
Yeah.
Right.
Granted. And it really goes to the heart. I mean, without getting into it, we don't have the time for it. But it is, and it's going to sound so, like, liberal, or which is really all it means is free liberal, which is hilarious that it's become a four-letter word. But the idea that that sort of display on Friday night is really such a manifestation of where we're at. It really is. And if anybody thinks that it's not, then they're wrong. Because the whole idea of my respect, you disrespected me, and trash talk, and all those things that are now such a you know big part of our vernacular that are just ridiculous notions, and they're all about pride and you know misdirected anger and all this sort of junk.
It's all about aggression.
It's ridiculous, but on both sides, and then fans coming down to square off with the
that was hilarious.
Like, that wouldn't have happened 20 years ago either. I mean, forget about the athlete going up there. I don't think the fan would have walked down and tried to square up with the guy.
People used to wear suits and wear hats and go to games,
I always think about flying. Guys would have like an ascot and a blue blazer on. Now I got a guy cut off sweats and a boner, and he's like one flip flop. That's what Southwest will get you. Guy's wearing a stocking,
a tank top.
Yeah, he's wearing a woman's stocking over his head.
That's nearly what you're wearing right now. We're not flying though.
I'm not exposing myself to hundreds of people.
Right.
Yeah, guy's just sitting there. He's wearing the tank top. No pockets. What are you doing? Just carrying your ID around? Like, what do you do with your keys when you travel? Like,
he doesn't have any stuff. He doesn't have any stuff.
Where is he going in the loose? And by the way,
Albuquerque.
I don't mind a tank top, but the one where the bottom of the armpit goes down lower than your hip, that ain't a tank top. It's barely
a
poncho.
Yeah,
that's what Tyson wears into the ring. Just a towel with a hole in it. I don't need to be seeing stretch marks around your liver while I'm sitting trying to eat my peanuts.
Makes for a great bouquet, though.
Yeah, this is where it all started in airline travel, and then and now it's moved its way to the arena. But no one's right, everyone's wrong. But all I'm saying is if you're a guy who you got to understand too, these guys were the big men on campus. I mean, they don't have anybody come. No one came up to them when they're 17, 6'6".
High school campus,
265, and started to pick on them. No one ever told these guys, no. You're sitting there, all of a sudden you get hit in the back of the head with a beer. You just turn around.
It's game on.
That's it. It's game on. It's a switch that's thrown.
Speaking of game on, let's
take some calls.
Take some calls here.
All right. Kitty?
Yeah, hi.
21?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Don't hang up on her, Adam. Don't.
What's happening?
I mean, do hang up on her. Please. Put her on hold.
Oh, yeah?
Please
put
her on
hold.
Oh,
yeah? Well, maybe we'll just talk to her.
Excellent.
How do you like
I mean,
that?
Horrible. I'm
like
angry. I hate it.
See? I got a brain, too, buddy. Kitty?
What'd I do?
You're 21? No, just had a bad connection, so I put my finger over the
button there. Sorry. Hi.
What's up?
My boyfriend is twice my age, and we've been dating for about 6 months, and we haven't done anything but kiss. And I was wondering if there's kind of a delicate way I could ask him why we're not having sex.
Twice your age, so he's 42.
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead, Will. Go ahead. I know what it is. Either herpes or gay.
Ooh.
Or married.
Oh. No, not married. Divorced. Not gay. Staunch Republican. Staunch Catholic. He's from Texas.
Take in Kitty for a second. Then we got a little bit of the little something here.
What's going on with you? I like the herpes are gay part, which is going to be a new show we're going to try to work at.
Herpes are gay.
Here, do the VO for it. It's time to play herpes. Your host, Adam Carolla. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Adam Carolla, for an all-new week of Herpes or Gay.
Thank you. Thank you, Will. Thanks. Great job. Hey, you guys, give yourselves a hand. Give yourselves a hand. Fantastic. We all know how the game is played. Yeah, that'd be a good game. You could be the announcer. You'd be my Rod Rowdy. Who was the announcer? The Price is Right for all those.
Oh, yeah, he just passed away.
I can't remember his name.
I thought it was like Rod Roddy. Oh, it's
Rod
going,
something.
Look it up.
I'll do it.
All right. You're in. Kitty?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to get a big fat check in the mail every week when this thing goes to syndication.
What do you do for a living, Kitty?
I'm an actress. I'm unemployed right now.
And what's the nature of your relationship with your boyfriend? How did you meet him? That kind of thing.
We were in a play together.
Mm-hmm.
Would he call you his girlfriend? Is that what he thinks of about this relationship?
Yeah, he's called me his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And have you brought up why there's been no sex with him?
No, I just don't know how to put it.
Here's how you put it. In the past, when I've had boyfriends, we had sex.
Yeah, that's weaving another penis into the mix, though.
Or just saying, I've always thought when I had a boyfriend, it meant we were having sex.
But that's the thing. I've never actually had a boyfriend because I've only dated girls up to this point.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See what I felt it right at the beginning.
That's right.
I called it.
All right. So, Kitty, something's going on with your sexual satellite
dish,
too.
I got the hostility.
You angry at men? When were you molested?
I was 8.
Yeah. 8. Okay. That's going to be another game we're going to work on.
When were you molested?
Yeah, when were you molested?
Time to play. When were you molested?
When did your dad rape you?
Kitty?
No.
Okay,
it wasn't
so
my dad.
Wasn't your dad. Who was it?
It was my best friend's dad.
Oh, nice. That's a nice twist.
Part of this could be horrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, your dad doing it to you is like sort of deeply disturbing, but your friend's dad is sort of frightening at the same time.
Yeah, that's
all of that.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
what are we going to do? How about a little therapy, Kitty?
Kitty, bring it up with your boyfriend. If there's something, you know you have a history of...
I wonder if he thinks she's his girlfriend.
Well, I wonder if he's gay, as gay or herpes.
You met him on the stage?
Yeah.
She's a lesbian there.
Unless he had
What play were you doing?
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
What play were you doing?
It was Our Town, I think.
Gay.
Gay. He's not gay.
Look, if he was on stage and didn't have a roll of duct tape on his belt and was working on something, he was actually in the play.
He was in the crew.
Oh, crew.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, then doesn't matter what the production is. It's Our Town.
What made you leave women for this guy?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't plan on it. It just kind of happened.
Just confront. Imagine somebody that she was really attracted to. She's got all these issues with men. Super attracted to this guy. Guys want to have sex. What is up with this guy?
All right. Well, just go
ahead and talk with him. We don't have enough information to give you anything useful except to say you just need to talk with him. And the fact that you won't talk with him is sort of bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
It's of course you would talk to him about something like this. Go ahead and feel justified in bringing it up.
Now I'm going nuts with the announcer from The Price is Right.
There was Jay.
It's Rod Roddy.
Rod Roddy.
Yes.
All right. Well, I said it 3 times.
Neither of us had heard of it.
Yeah. Okay. No. All right. Anderson, you could jump in too, buddy.
Yeah, I felt bad because I said Rowdy Roddy Piper. I was completely on the wrong track. I thought you were talking about something else, so I looked it up for you, buddy.
Oh, okay. Rod Roddy. It just sounds wrong.
Yeah.
And,
What was going on in the parents' head?
Looks great on a tombstone, though.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's totally made up. It's totally made up.
Must be made up. Although it doesn't, it's not good enough to be made up. Do you know what I mean?
He's on the tombstone.
Well, he's an announcer.
We'll have to go. We'll go find his grave. Chris, go to Rod Roddy's grave during the next commercial and bury yourself. No, go find out what. No, here.
I mean, it looks like somebody should be outside of the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
I don't trust you, so take a piece of paper and a pencil and stencil the gravestone and then bring it back to me.
Okay.
All right. Or take a picture of it with your camera phone, but I want a current newspaper where the date is displayed next to it, all right? All right, do that during the break. Where are we going, Drew? I don't want to talk to this guy. Beats
off. Christina.
Christina?
Two.
Where's she? Two? All right. Christina?
Yeah?
You're 20, you masturbate up to 5 times a day.
Yeah, sometimes more.
Wow. And, well, that's a lot.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was, like, not normal for girls, considering that I hear that girls don't masturbate that much. And
yeah, it runs a big... I'm not sure you could talk about normal when you talk about women. There's a huge spectrum of what is normal. And I think we would mostly look at whether or not it's affecting your life or your relationships and whether you've had a history of sexual abuse or bipolar disorder that this could be sort of an expression of.
Mm. Yeah, I was hoping it wouldn't be because of the abuse.
All right, well, there you go.
And thanks for playing When Were You Molested? Rob, what do we got for her? She's getting therapy and a bataka bat. All right. So you were molested, right? Or physically abused?
Well, a lot of stuff.
All right. Yeah. Well, how about a little therapy for you?
The sex, the masturbation becomes a way of managing feelings, a way of sort of dissociating and getting yourself out of yourself a little bit. It's not really a sexual expression so much as a compulsion. And yeah, it's a sign that something may be going on. Are you having sex with guys too?
Not at the moment.
But do you have a problem with having sex with lots of guys?
No, not a lot of people. Like, I've only had it with, like, 3 people so far.
All right, so that doesn't bother you. You feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, well, how about you get some therapy for all the abuse?
It's just a symptom.
Yeah, I know it sounds funny, but we're talking about your life here, right?
Yeah, that is true. It's like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't, like, always abused, but, like, I was sexually abused when I was, like, 2 years old.
Well, look, let's put it this way. Even if, you know, from 0 to 15, you're only molested 6 or 7 years out of that time. Less than half.
Right. Mind you.
Still, it has some effect, some long-term effect.
Even one time will have some. And clearly, in your case, it's had an effect on your wiring. That's what this symptom is all about.
Yeah.
And it will have an effect on how you conduct yourself in relationships and thereby affect your overall happiness. So
I don't. We talk about this quite often, but it seems like a good time to talk about it again. What is it in this country that we put almost no emphasis on that sort of emotional health? I mean, we do from a sort of BS money making scam kind of way.
There's 2 things we don't do.
Kabbalah BS kind of way. Yeah. But look, if you were ritualistically abused or sexually molested or whatever happened to you growing up, you're going to need some help. Or you're going to be sort of damned to make the same mistakes over
and
over again.
That's the part we can't stand in this country. We're free, Adam. It's a free country.
I know,
we
just do what you want. Yeah, watch Dr. Phil. He'll tell you to put down the fork, the syringe, and the knife you've been using to cut your thigh. You just mind over matter.
That's all good.
All right,
make a choice, Adam.
Yeah, make a choice. Everyone has to make a choice. Well, obviously, they're having difficulty making the choices because it's not working out.
Right.
And as a society, we then have to pay for it.
We have a problem with disorders of motivation. We don't because we want to believe we're free to choose everything. The founding fathers' original ideas of liberty were about not being under the tyranny of somebody else.
Right.
Not free to do whatever you want, but just not being under the controlling tyranny of an outside force that was at their own free will to do with you what they please.
Right.
So be that as it may.
All right. But all we do is a government and as a society is sort of react to it after it happens.
Yes,
like,
sure.
All right, now the guy's killed, he's molested his family.
How could that happen? He was such a nice guy. How could that be?
Oh, he was molested as a young person.
Oh, surprise.
Right.
That has nothing to do with Adam. How dare you?
We're going to sit around and wait for him to molest his own kids.
Do you mean that everybody's been molested is therefore damned to do this and we have to prejudice them that way?
Yes, I do, actually. But
if we were to just plug in polar bear instead of human.
Right.
Just plug that in.
I'm which is probably like a pet name that Will has for his wife.
His
Amy
wife.
Polar.
Yeah. He just made me cry.
You love polar bear. No, I... we just sit around and wait to react. So it's like, okay, this guy got molested. We'll wait for him to molest his kids, and then we'll throw him in jail. That's our reaction.
Rapist.
Then his kids will molest somebody, and then we'll react after that. It's not a great way to go through life.
Through history.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and do a little profiling, everybody, whether it's at the airport or on the home front.
Right. The whole idea of profiling on any level is you know, it seems sort of, it's got this, you know, bad connotation. But if a thing went out, an APB, if you will, went out and said, there's a guy who's murdering people and he's wearing a red hat, would you pull over every guy who's wearing a red hat?
Yeah.
You would, right?
I would.
That's my red hat theory.
Yeah. And, but by the way, listen, when I go
well,
in to
no,
see
I wouldn't pull up a 90-year-old guy.
When I go in to see a guy with chest pain, I'm profiling. Do you smoke cigarettes? How old are you?
Oh, you can't what ask. Are the you don't know him. You don't know him.
Yeah, right. That's it. That's
and
all
so it
is.
Must work
that's
with,
everything
like,
is about
abuse.
Profiling.
Right.
Yes. Everything.
It's
everything about the human is
guys.
About the circuit. We got to take a break.
We got to take a break. We got to. I'll do a clean transition.
Thank you.
We got to profile some commercials here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Will Arnett is here. Jurassic Development. We're going to profile the urinal over there, right, Drew? And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Will Arnett is here tonight from Arrested Development. Sunday nights, 8:30. Fox, 5 Emmys. Count them, Drew.
1, 2.
I mean, you know.
Oh, 5.
Count them, 5 Emmys. Wow. Yeah. Cleaned up at the Emmys. I mean, it was
the darling of the Emmys.
The darling of the Emmys. I mean, certainly in the comedy department, I don't think anything did better.
No.
Than Arrested Development.
They got all the awards. How could they do better?
That's right. Count them, Drew. 5. Wow.
Hey, guys.
1. What?
Yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5. I just want to say this. I've never seen the show, and I didn't know Will was going to be on tonight, but I actually watched it because it's on a different time now, and I don't know any of the characters. I was laughing out loud.
Yeah, this is Anderson's show. This is Anderson's kind of show.
Right on.
It's everybody's kind of show is what I'm saying.
No, yeah.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's what we're trying to tell America. I'm trying to get that out.
It's like I think that all the writers are looking for work because of the reality shows, and they're all working on this show, all the good writers.
Oh, maybe some were freed up.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's reality TV.
I hear it's
the crack cocaine.
Yeah.
It's finally cheap. Sliding out.
A little bit.
Sliding away.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll be gone by the time Drew launches his reality show.
That's a way to make it go away.
Which I am excited for.
Get Drew on the air. Yeah, and then, of course, herpes and what was our
herpes
name?
Are gay?
Herpes are gay.
Or gay, yeah. That's
weird. Herpes are gay. Simply lava lamps and C-rings?
Yeah, we can't say that anymore.
Store.
All right. You ready to go here, Drew?
There we go.
Let's play a little...
We got to play Accordion Countdown tonight, too, for Will. He's not playing this game.
You're going to love this game.
All right.
But a game you're going to love even more is Germany or Florida. This is...
You played this one with us?
No.
No.
Brian?
Yeah?
14?
Yeah.
All right. I'll explain. Brian will tell us the bizarre story, and then we will guess. Is it Germany or is it Florida?
Where this took place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I think
we may have played it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brian.
Okay, so city officials have drawn up blueprints for the first jail specifically to house OAPs, old age prisoners. Mm-hmm. Plans for the $8 million jail come at a time when other criminals have been in the news. 3 bank robbings, granddads, aged 63, 72, and 74, were recently arrested for a 30-year career. Mm-hmm. Let me keep going?
No. We'll let's go from here.
So they're building like a seniors prison.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Germany or is that Florida?
Well, it's everything lines up with Florida on that one.
It does, because you got the old, you have the
you
criminals,
old folks.
Yeah. And you have old folks. Okay. Maybe it's too easy.
The Jews are all... criminals.
Oh, Jews, yeah. No, 80% of the street crimes by old Jews.
Yeah, and the fact that he labeled them OAPs. If it was in German, I don't think one of our callers would be able to translate it to English and give us an acronym like that.
Interesting.
Unless that is very good.
Unless this guy is diabolical and really screwing with us. It's almost too good. It's almost too Florida.
I don't have a crystal ball, but just by hearing Brian's voice, I'm going to guess that diabolical is one of the words that is rarely used to describe it. Hi. Yes. Are you insane? Once in a while. And
are you listening?
Are you listening? Probably comes up a lot too. But diabolical, Ryan. Have you ever been called diabolical?
No.
Okay.
Right. And how about it's a big word?
How about like mad, like a mad genius?
I've been called strange.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
Another curve for us.
And consider that a compliment, by the way.
Yeah, no,
it's a relative thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Germany or Florida?
Florida.
How are we going?
Gotta go Florida.
Well, all right. Will, what do you think?
I got to go Germany because you guys both went Florida, and it seems too easy. But I agree. I did not pick up on the OAP thing, and you've got a great point. I think I'm going to take a loss here.
Germany.
Okay.
All right. You may win, though, because this could be a diabolical strange caller.
Strange. Brian, we're going Florida. Will's going Germany. What's the answer?
Germany, my friend.
Oh, Brian, well done.
The brilliance of Ananova.com.
Wow. And so, Drew, your hypotheses about him using the initials on what?
Old age persons.
Old age persons.
Prisoners.
Oh, prisoners. Right.
Yeah.
And if it was in German, it wouldn't have those letters. All right, buddy. Now, see? Oh,
now there'll be an umlaut in there.
Now he's back to one of our callers.
Now you're getting weird again. All right, Brian, God bless you. You stumped two-thirds of the
panel. Wait,
just to solve the mystery. Brian, did you come up with the OAP, or was that in the story?
Say that one more time.
The OAP, did you come up with that, or was that in the story that you read?
That's right, in the story.
Okay.
All right.
It'd have to be Altacocker something.
Altacocker.
Altacocker.
Really? Well, maybe they just...
Clink. Altacocker clink.
All right.
Right?
Yes, could be.
Altacocker clink.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Was that his name? All right.
No, Clink was is the
Clink.
Right.
Is the jail.
Clink. Yeah, I was thinking of from Colonel Hogan. Yeah. Colonel Clink.
Altacocker is old persons.
All right.
Very
clink
old persons.
Clink is jail.
Yeah.
All right. Giselle?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
I wanted to know why my boyfriend would lose his erection while we're having sex. And it's only in certain positions also.
What's the position?
Mm. What was that?
Doggy?
No. Usually when I would be on top,
how dare you?
He would lose
it. Sometimes you get a little whiff of ass. And it's like, oh, man. It can be rough. You're like, oh my God, I'm banging a human.
But once again, hold on, before we get back to it, doesn't that... somewhat function based on who you're with. I mean, if it was somebody, you know, it was Claudia Schiffer or something, like
you're
lilacs,
little ass, yeah. Oh no, if it's Claudia Schiffer, it's like the next morning, like, could you please crap on my waffle? Thank you. Okay, that's fantastic. That's it. That's all. I guess I'll spread it out.
You know,
well, no, it's just a waffle because the divots eat it up pretty good. But no. That's what you got.
But you know what? They go for that. They go for that in Germany.
Yeah, that was Germany. Yeah,
they go for that.
Giselle.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really.
That's the thing. The beauty of men is what I'm saying. I mean, men are like, they have certain times they're very sensitive. Other times it's like you just saw their arm off and they're
hot
like,
chick,
oh, whatever.
Hot chick can get away with more.
Or anything.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is not fair, but the way it is.
Scary chick, she belches and it's a deal breaker.
Yeah. It breaks his concentration.
Yeah. Hot chicks just more fuel thrown in his
now
fire.
Listen, sad but true.
Sad but true. Giselle?
Yes.
Are you a hot chick?
You could say that.
You could. You ever crap on his waffles?
No, I don't crap on his waffles.
Well, then you're not that hot.
It's not a euphemism, by the way.
I gotta be honest. You gotta be honest, because when you're smoking, yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, no. It's
Will. Haven't you said to your friends when you're gonna hide something? Oh, she's a waffle crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man! Did you see Quincy Jones with those two waffle crappers on his arm when he came to the Live Awards? Oh, they were smoking.
Oh, Mom and Dad, I can't wait till you meet her. I'm bringing her home for Thanksgiving. She's a real waffle crapper.
Your mother was a waffle crapper at one time, too. I met her at a sock hop in 1961. I said to my buddy, I said, that is a waffle crapper. I could see it from across the gym. And sure enough.
Jeez.
Yep.
It's even good in German, waffle crapper.
Waffle crapping time is over. Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. You marry her because she's a waffle crapper, And then, but then her personality starts coming through, and she gets a little older, and she gets a little long in the tooth. And the next thing you know, you got your secretary crapping on your waffle.
You got a trophy waffle crapper now.
And you complained your secretary too. My wife used to be such a waffle crapper.
She was a waffle crapper.
And now she's
never seen that.
She let herself go.
Yep, trophy waffle crapper.
Oh. Then
America's next waffle crapper.
You have judges.
Yeah, it just sounds like, right.
Who wants to be a waffle crapper?
Right. You got what's his name?
Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo Lamas got his laser pointer. She's a waffle crapper.
I just saw him. Really
trophy good. Waffle crapper.
On the street?
You know, no, you know he's been with some waffle crappers.
Champion
waffle crapper.
He mentioned him.
Yes. Legendary waffle crapper go-getter. Yeah. Sure. Waffle crapper just sounds like a horrible German name.
It does, totally. Leslie like, Waffle Crapper.
Also sounds like a World War II aircraft manufacturer. The Waffle Crapper Company. And later made coffee pots.
I remember when I heard the waffle crapper coming over my village. They started to bomb us.
All right.
No, the waffle crapper was a legion in the Air Force. It wasn't the plane. It was a
group.
They
manufactured. They were sued for atrocities because they used slave labor in their forging plants. Yeah.
Please, it'll be the waffle crapper.
All right, now they make chainsaws and crockpots.
There you go.
All right, let's.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Do you want to finish with Giselle?
Let's take a break.
We'll get back with
Giselle. Let's get her.
Look what she did to us.
Let's focus. We got to break it down. We got to get handed. Right. Grab
Will
an ear.
Let's go.
Will got us punchy.
All right.
Will Arnett in here from Arrested Development, 8:30 Sunday night. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Was it? 191.
Yeah.
Will Arnett is here tonight from Arrested Development, 8:30 on Fox. Find out what everyone, and when I say everyone, I mean Engineer Anderson, is talking about. 5 Emmys can't be wrong. 3 could be wrong. And actually, here's the funny part. 6 can be wrong.
But not 5.
But 5 can't
be
wrong.
No way.
It's a good number.
Yeah, 5. Because, you get 6 Emmys, it's like, all right, something's going on. This is an inside
stuff
job.
In Dallas.
Somebody knows somebody.
Head off somebody, yeah.
Yeah, Arnett's going to reach around to one of the guys.
It's compensation at 6.
It's compensation at 6. Yeah, we really feel bad. Maybe the show has cancer.
Right.
We feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, becomes like Alan Alden in Paper Line, where they let him score a touchdown.
I don't know why I get accused of a reach around, but okay.
Bateman's got way too much dignity for that.
For the reach around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a proud guy. He wouldn't do that. You'll stoop to any level.
Yes,
level. You're desperate. You're dangerous.
I'm a loose cannon.
I always like when animals...
Reach around, Brettas.
Animals get more dangerous when they're wounded. It's like, they do that with fighters, too. He's in the corner. He's getting the crap beat out of him. Look out. He can be dangerous now. Really? I'll take a Mike Tyson that someone whacked with a 2x4 3 times before I get to him, other than a fresh one.
Right.
And the same with a puma.
Or a lion, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take one with a bullet in its neck.
Yeah.
That's me. I like that. I like to pre-shoot my stuff before I actually get involved with it. But watch out. He's dangerous now. There's an animal. They do that all the time. The team's been scored on 6 times. Now look out. They're dangerous. They're wounded. Mm-mm. They're coming back. Yeah.
No, they're losing.
They're losing. That's right. Anna? Right. The guy's getting the crap beat out of him in the corner. Yes, I know he's dangerous, but not as dangerous as he was in the first round when he wasn't getting the crap beat
Anna's
out of
24.
Him. All right, buddy. Come on now.
Anna? We're breaking it down this
We're breaking
segment,
it
remember?
Down. Let's Come go. On. Let's get a hand in. Let me say this, too. Gentlemen, I use that term loosely. Your helmet, not a chair. Grab a knee. Let's go. Break it down. Anna?
Hello?
24. What's up?
My husband recently told me that he thinks he's gender dysphoric. When early in our relationship, he told me very matter-of-factly that when he was young, he was raped. And I was It just got in the back of my mind, but I wonder if they're related, you know?
Yes. Yes. Anna, yes. We'll put a yes on that.
I pray well, yeah, they're related. Him. Otherwise, we're all capable of being gender dysphoric. And by the way, Drew, you know we talk about you keeping the cyanide capsule in your left cheek mm-hmm. so that if you walk in on your daughter 3 years from now and she's 69 with a gardener, you just chomp down on it.
Yes.
I mean, there's no explanation. No, and it's just chomp.
Yeah.
And you're dead before you hit the floor.
Yeah.
You're actually standing for a couple beats, dead, and then you just fall over.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she stops at that point.
That's an awful scene.
But I'm just saying, you keep that. You should do, as a wife, you should keep the cyanide capsule in there
for the moment the guy brings that up.
Gender dysphoric discussion.
Is that what I think it is, gender dysphoric?
Transgender feelings.
Yeah. He wants to be a lady, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I love all the new euphemisms we have for it, but gender dysphoria is about the closest to what he's describing. It's an interesting way of
calling it. All right. So he would like to be a lady.
Yes. That is what he tells me. And, you know, I love him very much, and I would love him if he were a woman, but...
Sure.
I don't want him to even do something permanent to his body if this is.
Well, it's interesting.
Really
what are the what's the reason everyone's head starts spinning around when Anna says, "I'll love him as a woman"? Most males that become women in these transgender operations become women to maintain relationships with lesbian women.
Mm-hmm.
You have to diagram that. I know. Well, it's like you have to graph it out.
Would, yeah. He would.
But most male to female transgenders do not have sex with men.
They want to continue having sex with women.
But they specifically want lesbian women.
Well, I am not a lesbian, and that's been a big like thing in our relationship is that because he was with a woman once before, and she was a lesbian, and like I'm, you know, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm very not into girls,
it's not the you being with girls that he needs. He needs whatever internally goes on in a lesbian's emotional system to fit with his emotional system. So to put it that way.
Well, do you guys have kids?
We have a baby.
Please say no.
Oh. Have a baby. All right. Do you have one of those water balloon launchers you could use to launch the kid toward the nicest neighbor just to give it a chance? Just a chance. Maybe it'll land. Maybe it'll land on something soft and someone will take it in or... I mean, just to give him a chance. You know, we're looking for a chance here. If this guy turns into a mom, this kid is going to need...
No, you can't say that. I know it seems like it should be that way, but and it's not going to make the kid's chances extra clear, but there's not necessarily evidence of severe pathology in the transgender.
Well, no. The kid's not necessarily going to be a serial killer. It's just you're going to screw him up.
That's already who his dad is. You know, I mean, his dad's already...
That's true, too. Yeah. I've seen guys make the transition from male to female. Not a waffle crapper in the bunch of them.
No, not one waffle crapper.
Not one waffle crapper.
Right, no.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the history. Let me ask, and I'm sort of pick up on a trend here that, you know, the couple times I've been here. There's a chance that he was abused.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
No, he was. Yeah, he was when he was like 12. Some kids like beat him up, and they held him down while some girls had sex with him.
Some girls had sex with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
What neighborhood was that in?
Adam's heading over there.
I'm going to break down there after the show.
You force me down. Somebody hold me down.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't bring any chicks in, though. No. Yeah.
That's such a bizarre circumstance. It means something else was going on already.
That's a strange story and one I'm not sure is completely true, although true to him. I'm not sure if it actually went down that way.
Yeah.
Right.
But here's the thing. So what do you do if this is what the guy wants? I mean... Do you just get some therapy and, you know, see if you can get it to go away? Do you try to repress it?
You asking me or her?
Yeah. I'm asking everyone. Here's what I think. I think going under the scalpel is a mistake.
The worst idea.
I really do.
I do, too.
And one you'll never recover from. I think you need to have some therapy for these feelings. I don't think they're ever necessarily going to go away. I think you have to manage them.
Yeah, it's hard to know what to do with these things. I know I have a couple of therapists in mind that probably could help with this. In terms of, it's like trying to, your need for the big breast could diminish but not go away.
Well, I could go down to maybe a CD cup.
And even then, I'd be driven for it, but not,
know.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. We're not going to be able to talk him out of what he feels inside,
right.
Screwed up or not.
Yeah.
What he needs is therapy to manage the feelings.
If you remember, we had that female-to-male transgender...
Oh, what a delight.
Yeah, in here.
What an a-hole.
Really?
What a delightful a-hole.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with her. Nothing wrong with her.
Or it, or whatever it was. They got the procedure done, and I've never seen someone who's more angry, really, than that little pain in the ass who came in here.
Right.
So
and everyone says, well, angry. You'd be angry, too, if everyone called you a girl your whole life.
You're angry before, you're angry after. Right. Yeah.
And looking for an excuse.
And it's as, I think people that switch genders feel about as good about it is the guys that confront the person that molested them 20 years later. It's always unsatisfying. You think it's the holy grail. Oh, as soon as I do this, everything's going to snap into focus. Everything's going to work out. I'm going to hit every streetlight. Not really. You're just screwed up. Now you're missing the penis. All right, get some therapy on behalf of your young child. We'll take a quick break. Will Arnett here from Arrested Development. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Will Arnett here tonight from Arrested Development, 8:30. Fox Sunday night. 5 Emmys, and which I would display in the show, by the way.
We have a set, which is an office set, and there was a thing that was on the shelf that looked like an Emmy, and the producers came down one day and they said, we got to get this rid of this. It looks like we've got an Emmy on the set.
I would explain it to your writers that they should show it. They should.
Yeah. You should make an appearance. You should walk through once in a while.
Yeah.
Just carry one.
Drew saw, what'd you see, Drew? Oh, National Treasure. This weekend.
Female leading that. Real waffle crapper.
Yeah, hot. She was just pushing pencils over at the Pentagon until Cage dragged her out of that crappy desk job.
No, she was drove a Lexus, and she was the sort of curator of the Declaration of Independence.
I love it when they pretend like smart, hot chicks can do things. It's awesome. Sends a dangerous message, really, to the hot chicks who can't do things, which is just about all of them, except for that Amy Poehler. She's smoking and does things. But, yeah, you know, it's funny. You go, wow, you never see a hot chick like that as a curator at a museum, because hot chicks are normally, well, they're actresses
play
curators in museums opposite. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That she is doing. You want the ultimate argument? This is what she's doing.
Right.
She's doing what you think she should be doing, which is she's an actress / model, or as I call it, mattress. So Drew saw the movie. It does look like a flaming turd, but you almost have to see it anyway. Don't you? Or don't you?
You know, my kids would like it a lot.
Your kids
The boys would like it. It's a little Indiana Jones-ish. You know?
It didn't get that sort of homoerotic stuff like The Rock and Broken Arrow. And
Nor did I feel to myself, God, life is too short, which I feel in most movies I watch these days.
So this stuff was exploding. And
it was kind of interesting history here and there. A lot of Washington, D.C. pictures.
All right. You ready to rate a rock here?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Lola, 23.
Hi.
What's happening?
Ooh, depressed.
Okay. So I have this guy that I'm dating for a month and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've quite frankly gone down on him, I guess, more than my share of times, just because I enjoy it. And I'm a very erotic person, so I like foreplay a lot.
Hang on one second. Again, as soon as somebody announces I am, whatever, I mean,
we'll decide whether you're erotic or not.
Uh-oh.
Let me ask you a quick question, because this happens all the time on the show. Does she know the song Lola, and does she know the band that sung Lola? I say she knows the song Lola and doesn't know the band.
I say she knows the band, doesn't know the song.
Oh, really?
Touché.
Well,
you're right.
I think Adam's right.
You're right, Adam.
We're with you?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, wait, Drew, you're with
me. Lola?
Yes.
You know the song, Lola?
Know the song, not the band.
There you go.
See? And Drew's a smart one.
No, I was kidding.
I'm sorry for not knowing that, but that's the way it is.
Like, you don't know the band that sings the song of your name? That probably inspired your dad to name you that, right?
Well, actually, my mother named me, so maybe it had something to do with her. Inspired by it, but
okay. Yeah. But you don't know the band.
Who was it?
No.
I remember.
Share with me. What is it?
It's the Kinks.
All right.
Okay. I'm always amazed at people that don't know. A lot of time they don't know the song that is their name, but most time don't know the band either. All right. So go find that. So you're an erotic person.
Yes, I'm a very erotic person.
Fair.
And so I like foreplay. I want him to go down on me, but he won't do it. And I've said to him before, I say, you know, why aren't you going down on me? Basically, after I give him head for like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And plus, giving head is a lot harder than receiving it for a girl.
Hang on a second, Lola.
I beg to differ.
Giving for 30 minutes.
When you've done as much of both as I have.
Yes, giving and receiving.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah.
Receiving?
You know what I'm saying. No, you don't know what I'm saying. She said it's tougher on a girl than it is on a guy. You got it now?
Corolla, you equated it once with sucking on a finger or licking an open wound.
Yeah, Which one do you do? You really do a bomb pop?
Well, now that you mention it, the finger ain't sounding too good to me.
I know, but I'm just saying on the sort of cosmic
scale.
Hassle scale. Forget gender, forget about sexual proclivity or societal whatevers. Just think, what would you show both of them? Which one you dealing with? Really, one of them's like an abalone, and the other looks like a churro. Where are you going? Do you know what I mean? Bury your face in an abalone shell? Yeah, give me the churro. It just seems like a less of a commitment. That's all. I'm not gay. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
If I'm from another,
yeah, but still.
I'm saying if I go to another planet,
yes,
right, and
yes,
they present me with the facsimiles of these two things, I'm going the churro.
The option. Yeah.
That's me. I go churro. All right.
Oh, boy. But here's the deal. But the 30 minutes of her giving oral sex, does that mean she's doing it well?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
30 minutes.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on
now. Stop saying you're erotic and how good you are.
You know what I mean? Does that imply maybe not so good?
Yeah.
30 minutes, if somebody says 3 minutes,
yeah,
like, whoa, hey.
Yeah. Right.
Right. It's like, knew what she's doing.
Okay.
30 minutes, like, well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's watching TV.
Yeah.
We're not into it, or she's not doing it right, or whatever.
You know what I also love? I love this thing. This is going across the country, too. I'm the kind of person who.
I love that.
Yeah,
Are you?
I am blank, fill in the blank.
Really?
Blank.
All right. You're the kind of person. And when I hear a woman say she's erotic, I picture, big cans, big ass, and a bustier. And I was like, something. Is that you, Lola?
Well, actually, I am dark-skinned, and I do have a really nice, hourglass shape because I am Hispanic. And
okay.
European. I'm a mixture between the two.
Mm-hmm.
So...
All right.
I have green eyes and dark skin kind of thing.
Hourglass or stopwatch? You know what I mean? I hear hourglass, I picture kitchen clock. You know, school clock? Okay. Just round. All right. So, Lola.
Oh, my God, you killed me. Yeah.
Sorry, babe. How much do you weigh?
130.
Oh, 130. That's not bad.
How
tall are you?
5'8" and a half.
Ooh, well, that's fine.
That's great.
Yeah. All right, so this guy, maybe he doesn't enjoy oral sex that much.
Either way, getting or receiving. Because, again, the 30 minutes, Lola, 30 minutes should be a tip-off to you. Something's not going right.
Is he like Jehovah's Witness or something? Does he have something that's going to get in the way of him enjoying this or giving it?
Well, I think that he's intimidated by my nature because I think that I'm very forceful with it. I'm very kind of overpowering. I enjoy it so much, and he knows that I like to masturbate and I like to orgasm. So I think
You sound like an erotic woman.
No, what'd she call it?
Very erotic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I am.
All right.
I'm a Scorpio, and maybe
you're a Scorpio. If he's anything but a Libra, it's not going to work.
We're getting into sexual compulsion here a little bit.
Is he Libra, or where's his moon?
He's a Capricorn.
Capricorn, I knew it.
No, it didn't work.
I knew it. No, that's an erotic.
What's his rising? Obviously
Leo,
nothing.
Leo
30
rising.
Minutes.
Yeah. All right. We got to ask. You ever get molested or diddled or fiddled with?
No.
Really, just
had a great life. Yeah.
Just super, super erotic, super charged.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, but here's the thing. You sound sort of spacey and out of it with the crazy astrological crap and everything. Maybe you guys just aren't a good fit.
Yeah, maybe the relationship isn't going that well.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, here's the...
Like, our sex is amazing.
Oh, it is?
Oh, my God. No, the sex itself is amazing. Like, once we get to it, it's just...
Why don't you just get to it, then?
Yeah, why don't you... Yeah. He doesn't like the oral sex, obviously, if we leave that
just
out.
Just go have the amazing sex. Yeah.
But oral sex is so exciting. Like, I love being...
Well, then what are you complaining about?
Yeah. Because he won't do it.
He won't do it on her, because Capricorns don't go down on
Scorpios.
Scorpio. Oh, the Cancer's the crab. The Scorpio's the...
Scorpion. Strangely enough.
Yeah, is Scorpion way down on my list of things that go down on. Like,
You know what it is? Yeah. I figured it out, maybe. Drew, tell me if I'm right. When she goes down on him, he feels like she's just putting money in the bank for him to go down on her, so he can't stop thinking about it, and that's why it's 30 minutes.
Yeah. She's intimidating, and she's a handful, and he's freaked out. Lola.
Yeah.
Just here's the thing. If you want him to give you oral sex, you must ask him. And if he says no, you can consider that grounds to break up.
Or realize you were in the driver's seat and go, well, that's cool. No sex then.
Yeah.
No sex. I need this in order to feel good about this relationship, and I don't want to have sex if I'm not getting my needs met.
She is one of those chicks that freaks you out, too.
But it sounds a little bipolar.
She's a little nutty. She's talking about astrology. She's talking about how sexual she is.
Is she bipolar?
Freaks you out. Hmm? Is she bipolar? Are you bipolar?
Of course not.
Okay. What do you do? What do you got? Junior college? What do you got?
No, I'm a graduating senior.
From where?
I'm not saying.
All right. If it was Harvard, she'd say. All right. And then you're going to go to work.
Yeah, actually. I'm going to work in advertising, so.
Okay. All right. She's one of these chicks that is a female impersonator.
Maybe.
Probably just shows up with a ton of hair and ton of, eyelashes and shaking her can all the time and smelling. What is it with those women that wear tons of perfume and they just smell waxy and sort of overpowering?
Yeah.
And they got the hair and it's like, it sort of seems like you're going to bang like a mannequin that's been dipped in something that's of like lifelike flesh or something. Like, what is that?
Could be a lot of different things.
Big unicorns it's on the nails.
Yeah, but
and
it is a sign. It means something.
Yeah. All right.
It's sometimes bipolar people do that. Sometimes borderlines do that. Sometimes
Dustin
do that.
Dustin.
Sleeping?
It's been on hold for 75 minutes. He's calling from Portland. Dustin? I think he had a bogus question anyway. He wants to use chocolate syrup while giving a girlfriend oral.
He's 17. We would have been able to tell by his voice whether that was any even in the realm of possibility.
Yeah, because it'd be like, here, Dustin, okay, buddy. Beat off again for me, would you? You've never been with a woman.
Forget about chocolate syrup. It's a sign to us that we need to play a little Ranchero Countdown.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a game, Will, that we predict, and many other experts that listen to the show predict, will be bigger than Germany or Florida.
Possibly, herpes are gay.
Or could even be bigger than herpes or gay. I live out here in Southern California. I've always done a lot of construction work. I've always had to listen to ranchero music because if you're on a construction site, that's what they tune into.
Right.
Also, by the way, and one of the more frustrating aspects of life is radios. If you live up in the hills, you cannot tune in any station except for ranchero stations.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. No AM or FM.
Really?
Oh, try to get KLSX up in the hill. Huh. It doesn't work. Try to get K-Rock up in the hill. It doesn't work at all.
I thought it was just because the only AMs would get in.
Everything's a disaster, and at night it's even worse because they lower their signal or whatever the hell they do. Point is the ranchero crap comes through clear as a bell because it's being pumped out from south of the border, and they actually use more megahertz or whatever the hell it is.
What are allowed to do here?
It's illegal to do it here because here you can't have... And I'm speaking as a layperson who heard this explanation, but it makes perfect sense. You cannot pump out more than the station you're competing with. It's not fair. But if you're south of the border, shocking that the lawlessness in their society actually extends into the radio world as well. And they just pump through whatever they got to pump through. A lot of people put their transmitters over there, too, to get around this. Anyway, Ranchero, loud and clear. So anyone who's worked in the construction field out here.
Ranchero is just a brand of...
It's a brand. Is it particularly knowing a brand?
You'll
of
recognize.
Latin
well, you're
music?
From you're from the East, so yeah. You may not really have appreciate the full flavor of this
it's
music.
It's accordion driven, but it's the kind of music
I've always been interested in. That why there's so much. What's the accordion? It actually sounds kind of like European music.
Well, we discovered through looking into this a little bit that this grew out of German beer manufactories getting set up in Mazatlan and setting up beer gardens, mm-hmm. and then blending the oompa music with the.
Yes.
No
mariachi.
Way.
Mariachi.
No way.
And you get ranchero.
Once
yeah.
again,
that answer.
Once again, we have the Germans to blame.
Yes.
All I'm saying is I'm looking for people to blame.
Yeah.
I've had an ass full of this music. And people do this thing where they're like, well, look, it's racist. It's, no. This music sucks.
Right.
This is horrible music. Yeah. To pretend it doesn't suck is being racist, really, because I'm lying. And,
well, you could say the same thing of like
people.
Certain kinds of punk music too, though, right?
Yeah, there's everyone makes
music
that
sucks
that,
out there.
That,
yeah.
people
that
like. Sucks,
but that people like,
and people like
the new punk music, which they call punk. That sucks. Yeah. Let's be honest.
You got to be 10 kinds of drunk to enjoy this. All right.
So
the point is we play a random ranchero song,
uh-huh.
and we decide, we try to guess how long before the accordion kicks in. It's not at the beginning. We'll start in the middle of a random song that we haven't heard before. Chris, don't do anything yet. We ready?
Yeah, all right. Ready.
All right.
No, that was Anderson. Is he going to do this or are you going to do this?
I don't know. Anderson?
All right, Chris is going to do it.
All right. So you're going to do it, Chris. So you're ready to go. Don't do anything yet. Drew, why don't you get started?
Instant.
There
will be accordion.
Instant.
Yes.
All right. It's going instantaneously. Will?
I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it 3 seconds.
3 seconds. Smart money. I'm just going to go a little high. Yeah. I'm not going to be a puss and go 4. I'm going to go 7 seconds.
Perfect.
I've had luck with 7
bets.
In the past.
Good bets.
7. By the way, in ranchero accordion playing in the lifetime, the 7 is a lifetime.
Right.
By the way,
and by the way, I think we have a record for the accordion countdown of about 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Except for one song that didn't have it for some reason. It was a some sort of
some
imposter.
Flute. Something happened. Yeah. All right. So I will cue you. Let me clean up the sign. 2, 1. Go. Well, it's 1 second. Right, leave it on. Leave it on so Will can kill himself.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awful.
please, how dare you? How dare you?
But, you know, doesn't smack of New England in the winter? Don't you see the leaves changing and the frost and the trees?
Who was the dumb actress we had in here where we were saying that and she kept going, I picture a beach
and
a margarita. And Drew's going, no, I picture New England. I picture the leaves changing. I picture bonfire and
it's
a
gorgeous.
Pep rally.
It's gorgeous.
And she's like,
maple syrup.
I don't know. I see myself being on the beach in like a sarong.
I see like a covered bridge in Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah,
it's
water
gorgeous.
Wheel.
Yeah, water wheel.
Water wheel,
still.
Yeah.
Come to Vermont.
Smoke coming from the chimney of a cabin. Yeah, that's right. Guy giving you directions who looks like the guy from the Petrich Farm. George's got the hunting cap. He's got a fire. This is what's playing in the background. Uh-oh.
And that. Oh, no. That was a happy accident. That was not originally in the song,
you
and he did that. He did that in the studio. What a day that was.
That's what you call serendipity. That's and thank God they were rolling on it because they captured that kind of magic. It never happens where a guy just goes. All right, so there you go. That's me play Ace's Ranchero accordion countdown. Drew won that one. 1 second.
That's
wow.
Nice.
Could have been 1.2, 1.3, but let's not quibble.
The point is 0.8.
The point is Drew won hands down, and I couldn't have been further off. I mean, it was like, again, a lifetime at 5-6 seconds away. It is funny once in a while when you don't hear the accordion for 6 seconds, and you're like, what's wrong?
What's going on?
It's literally 6 seconds, and you're worried.
The world's coming off the axis.
What's going on? Yeah. All right. Delightful music. Let's, we got a question for Will.
Uh-oh.
Will? I mean, Andrew?
Oh, hey.
You have a question for Will?
Yeah, I also got a question about my crazy girlfriend.
All right, mm-hmm. Good.
But you want Will's question first?
Sure.
All right. So I'm a huge fan of Arrested Development. Favorite show.
That's a good start.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My TV's broken. I haven't been able to watch the new season. But, So
is this going to end up with me sending you a TV?
What, your family's TV is broken or your personal TV?
Oh, my personal TV. My family's crazy. Don't let me use the TV.
Okay.
We'll let you have in your room.
All right, so go ahead.
Well, so I'm an aspiring actor, and I wanted to know, how do you get started doing such quality stuff like that, you know?
It just happened over one 15-year night.
Yeah, you don't get started doing quality stuff like that.
Yeah.
You end up doing
quality stuff
like that.
Doing acting stuff.
I started by just moving to New York, and I didn't know anybody.
Where'd you move from?
From Toronto.
Canadian?
I'm a closet Canadian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Toronto's a nice town, by the way.
Toronto's a nice town. A lot of people say it's like a clean New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I always say I prefer to think of it as a dirty Winnipeg.
Except for that Chinatown area.
All right. Yes. Let him talk.
So you know, Andrew?
Yeah.
I would say, find somewhere wherever it is that you live. Find somewhere that you can, you know, start studying, taking classes, acting classes. Find out if you have any sort of discernible talent.
And if you don't have talent, then please quit. Stop wasting your
time. You know, it's a lot. It's a lifetime. It can be a lifetime of heartache. It's a tough road. Not saying that I'm doing anything different than a million people that I know, but it takes a lot of work and it takes a certain amount of luck and perseverance. You know, you just go and you start studying and you start scene study and.
People say I'm pretty good, but they might not know nothing, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, and by the way, don't listen to anything your friends say in your current situation.
And by the way, don't stop your education.
What are you doing where people say you're good? Are you doing plays or something?
School plays. And I'm going to a college play now. I'm a senior and I'm working my way up to the big time at a college play.
All right.
No, well, that's good, man.
Doing hair.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. And don't let anybody, there'll be a lot of people who say, don't bother doing it. And you can tell them to all, you know, F off.
You got a song from Hair you'd like to do for us, Andrew?
Oh, goodness. No.
Nothing?
National radio. Ooh,
little cow sales.
But
Andrew,
I got
Chris, you know they play Hair?
Huh?
Sure.
You do? No, I never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Yeah.
Is it you heard of Godspell?
Are you kidding?
No.
Wow.
I was in Godspell in college.
You were?
It's a little known fact.
Do a little sing, a little something from there. Huh? No?
I can't.
When is it? Okay.
Oh, bless the Lord.
All right. That's enough. Let's, again, we get this question for bands and comedians and actors and everyone who's making a living doing what they want to do. And, you know, it's weird. It's real sort of straightforward. You know where it's the cleanest example of this is probably in motorsports and racing. It's like, what do? Well, you start in go-karts, and you go down there, and you enter the freebie whatevers, and you do it when you're 9 years old, and then you work your way up into open wheels, and then sprint cars, and you just keep... That's what it is. Just go do it. There's never a good...
No.
Never a good reason. But the thing is don't sit home and plan so much. Just go do it. Do a play.
The other thing is I think you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be really honest with yourself. You know, there's this. We keep going over this. Seems to be the theme. But what are the trends in the society? And there's this trend right now of everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be a celebrity because they see things like American Idol, or whatever, and these people become superstars in 6 weeks, and they think I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be famous and I'm going to live that life. I want to have that Ferrari and I want to live in that house that Sean Combs and it's like
waffle,
you know what,
crappers left and right.
Right. And I want to have waffle crappers on my and you know what, you can't have it yet. Now maybe you can eventually. I don't know if you're any good.
I would think the greatest thing to be honest with oneself about is whether you actually enjoy doing the stuff.
Right, and why you're doing it.
But just you enjoy it. If you enjoy it, you'll keep doing it. If you're successful, great. If you're not, you'll still enjoy it.
Right, if you're actually interested, if you say, I want to be an actor because I want to explore, I want to do this character, I want to do that, or I'm funny and I want to make people laugh more doing that, or do I want to do it because I want to live in Beverly Hills? And you've got to be honest with yourself about that. And if you want to do it because you live in Beverly Hills, then go apply for a reality show.
Or start a business.
Or start
a
business.
You're more likely to end up Beverly Hills that way.
Much more likely. Yeah. You'll be very, very unhappy, and you're going to get your butt handed to you every day.
Here's the thing, too, that I don't think people realize. This is all sound advice, by the way, and I agree with all of it. The other thing that is never really touched on is, you're not going to be who you are 10 years from now, especially in your trade. I mean, Drew, you weren't always a doctor. Right. You know, you weren't a doctor at 15.
Right.
Your dad would kill you and then kill himself. You didn't eventually become one.
Right, right, of course.
And so, of course, it forced you to do that. And now you really don't know. You have to question yourself. And then that's for later. But the point is Will Arnett was not Will Arnett when Will Arnett was 19. He had the makings of being a Will Arnett. But he was, I'm sure, not the talent that he is now because of all the work he did up into it, just like you went to med school.
Yeah. And also who you are doing it as an older adult is a different experience than as a young person.
Much, much, much different. And I'm very fortunate that I'm in my 30s doing it.
But I mean, talk to a 17-year-old who's full of hormones. And,
You're not going to be much good at anything at 17, but keep doing it. That's the thing. Yeah. But if you suck it out, please. Stop wasting everyone's time.
Yeah, if you enjoy it, do it.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Drew is going to do, he's going to sing the entire...
all the songs from Godspell?
Godspell and Hair.
Okay.
To Engineer Chris. I don't know why. I don't mean to pick on Engineer Chris. It's just once in a while something pops into my head and I realize Chris doesn't know that. Then I have to bring it up and it sounds like I'm picking on him. But I'm just curious. I'm curious because I'm trying to gauge our listeners because I look at you as one of our listeners.
It's good to have that barometer in the room with us.
Right.
Yeah. So we should shut up about things in the 70s. Right. Just not even bring them up.
That's right. Yeah. Hold on, Chris. You know what a barometer is?
70s?
All right, hold on. Take a quick break. Will Arnett, here, say yardstick next time. Do you know how long a yardstick is? 2 feet? Okay. Quick break.
It's a yard.
No, come on, Drew.
Okay.
All right, here's. I don't want to pick on Chris. He's a good man. Could I get a little warm up on the coffee, buddy?
Sure.
He's here tonight. And where's Michelle? And Will Arnett here from Arrested Development. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Will Arnett, a guy decided I liked the last time he was here, and the love affair continues. It's too bad it's impossible for us to see each other outside the studio.
How many times have you been on the show?
You're gay. This is my third time.
That's what I said.
Three times.
And you guys told me I was crazy. It'd only been once.
Well,
once I was with Jason.
And once by yourself.
Yeah. And he's a mic hog.
So that's what I was screwing up, is he was by himself that last time.
Yeah, you were saying that
Jason was with you last time. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Jason, good guy, like to use him to get to his sister, but don't feel the same connection.
But Jason, you have seen, hung out with on the outside.
I have?
Well, you will have.
I will?
Maybe.
No.
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 It's not going to happen with any... buddy and the cast.
Or the Bateman family.
Or the Bateman family. Is there another sister, another brother I can help?
No, that's it.
Let's go down to their set just so we can hang out.
No. Drew, you
guys should come by. You guys should come by.
Where do you guys...
They'll get you a role on the show that way.
Do you guys shoot on Fox?
We're on the Fox lot now. They finally let us on.
Wow.
You go on and you just take a left at the Star Wars wall.
LA's next to the Simpson wall?
Yes, next to the Simpson. LA's hilarious to me for that.
I like the, on the Fox, too, I like the old Chicago or New York
on the West
street
there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. And then what isn't going on that lot? And they have these great dykey security chicks that intimidate you.
You know, they're nice at that gate, though.
They are nice.
Yeah, that's the only nice security gate.
They're very nice. But, you know, it's funny. At every, you know, I love this ever since 9/11, they have this... Everywhere the security is just ramped up, and the idea of the studios are now, they're protecting their celebrities.
Yeah,
you know, Al Qaeda can do whatever they want, but if they touch our celebrities, that is it.
Well, I've people have hypothesized that something's going to go on at the Oscars or whatever.
No, they don't care. It's such a joke. So
well,
I get so mad about
I'm
it.
Taking a
I get
step
mad.
Further.
I get mad that they can't. Remember they canceled the Emmys that one year. My thing was, hey guys. Now's the time to step up, and just
That's
take.
Right.
If it's risk, fine. Step it up.
Drew,
step it up.
Drew at home watching on TV.
Yeah,
by
I just
way,
had to step it up.
Encouraging everyone to step it up. Doing his part by watching you guys step it up.
That's it.
Someone's got to watch you step it up.
My point is, though, it was the time to kind of make the.
Without question.
As a public figure, I think a responsibility to make everybody feel secure and to offer them something at a time when they are feeling uncomfortable and just now's your time to step up.
Especially when your one job is to entertain. That's it. you're not out there, you know, doing something serious. Let's be honest.
Well, and here's the other thing too. I've talked about this, and I'm still sticking with it, which is I believe that Al Qaeda does not want to hurt the Michael Moores and the Barbara Streisands of the world. These are their only allies they have in this country.
Al Qaeda here.
Well, Al Qaeda representative. And of course they would say that was very unfair. Yes. But here's what I'm saying. You don't have friends in Michael Moore and Barbara Streisand. You have sympathetic ears who are going to try very hard not to get the people that are going to send the cruise missiles over to you elected.
Right.
That's about it.
Yes.
And you F with this segment. This is, by the way, there's one segment of society that is somewhat sympathetic to your cause. Now, they would never agree with blowing up the Twin Towers or anything.
No.
But like it or not, whatever they say, their actions are sort of sympathetic to the cause. Mm-hmm. They put much more focus on this country and what it's doing wrong than what you're doing wrong. That segment is everyone is in the crowd at the Oscars and the Emmys, and you F with that segment, that's your last, now it's game on.
And it's also just hilarious that the entertainment industry, if it is true that they actually believe that they're threatened, that they think that they're even a blip on the radar screen, is hilarious to me.
It's grandiose.
Get over yourself.
Yeah. Yes, there you go.
I'm talking to myself, by the way. I'm looking in the mirror right now, and I'm talking to myself.
All right, let's talk to Marie, who's 26. Marie?
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, Marie, here we go.
Are you catch you in a reflective mood? Can you speak, or is it a bad time?
No, I just had to change rooms.
Okay. What's up?
Okay. So, All right. About a year ago, I broke up with a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Hang on a second. I can't.
Smoking hot.
I can't let it go, waffle crapper.
Yeah.
I can't let it go quite this easily. Why did you have to change rooms like that? What were you moving away from?
Well, I was in where the TV was. And I've got a roommate, and I don't want to wake her up while I'm talking.
Okay. All right. You just tend to just fill out the scene.
What's happening? Are you good looking?
Waffle grabber?
You good looking?
Yeah, I'm good looking.
Always can tell.
Tall, blonde.
Good woman. No.
And broke up with this guy about a year ago, dated some guys afterwards.
Right.
And yet, it's still hard to get him out of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I never even liked him as a person, and I'm really ashamed. I wanted to like him as a person because he was so stinking good looking, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
So he fulfilled some image of what you needed, but he wasn't what you needed.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all right.
All right. And so you broke up with him, but did any specific reason other than not being a great guy? Did he cheat on you?
No.
Tell us more what you mean that he wasn't the right kind of guy.
He was a good guy. He just wasn't as smart as I needed him to be.
Mm-hmm. Right. Someone's going to have to figure out how to back the car out the driveway. The two of you are just staring at it all evening long. So put it neutral.
Are you in college now? Or did you finish college? What are you doing now?
Me? I'm working full time.
Yeah. What was it you need him to be more ambitious? Or what is it you need from him?
We just didn't connect. It was not a good...
All right. Well, fantastic. So you broke up with him. And now what's the problem? You just didn't... Okay, first off, you need him...
You can't find somebody as good looking as
he is. You need a better guy, but then we just didn't connect, but he's not smart enough.
This is somebody who needs everything to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Maria?
Are you still there?
Yeah, so...
How old is she?
She's 26. 26. So what did this guy do? Work at a gym or something?
No, he had been doing construction for a while, and he worked out at the gym a lot. The problem was that actually I had dated before, but just hadn't really gotten intimate with somebody before, and with him I did.
You'd never had a sexual relationship with anybody before?
Right.
Oh, well, that's why you can't get over it. You need to get another boyfriend.
Yeah.
This is how that's supposed to work. The first guy you have sex with, it takes a long...
You need a new guy to hump the stink from this guy.
It takes quite... And the fact that you remained a virgin until well into your 20s means that
what's
you
up?
Really... Yeah, well...
What is up?
It's for religious reasons, and I just want to...
Okay. Also,
Will knew it.
I knew it because she said freaking. It's not the first. She wasn't saying because of the radio. She uses that term.
Are you a Mormon?
Calling from Arizona. No. Arizona, tall, blonde, Jew. We're going Jew. Right?
I'm not a Mormon.
But Jew, right? Jewish?
Oh, no. What?
No. Oh. I tell you, my radar, it's been way off.
You're usually good at this, right?
I'm really good. I'm usually good. Yeah. I can tell you the guy she dated, swinging a hammer, bronze god.
Definitely Jew.
I mean, he's at the gym all day. Like I said, on the construction site, probably drove a truck. Your boyfriend, this guy Jewish?
Have you ever been to Arizona?
It's not
Jewish.
You know
what country we border?
That's also a musical. Have you ever been to Arizona?
Yeah. All right.
I bet she could play a good Ranchero Countdown.
Was the guy Mexican?
Sort of. Yeah. He was Hispanic.
Oh, okay. All right. So here's the thing. Whenever I hear a woman explain that this guy didn't have X, Y, and Z qualities, it always creeps me out a little. And it always sounds like the same chick. And it's one thing to say you guys didn't connect, but it's another thing to say I need him to be more ambitious and he wasn't ambitious or whatever. He wasn't smart enough.
Right.
It's always the same chick, and it's always creepy, and it's always the sort of deficiencies that you have that are looking for a guy to sort of It's like it really. Here's what it feels like, although they never say it. They say, I want an ambitious guy because I'm ambitious. I want a smart guy because I'm smart. But smart people and ambitious people never announce that.
Right.
It's really, I think there's a part of you that feels stupid and feels unambitious, feels lazy, like, I'm never going to get anything, so I got to get this guy. He's got a bunch of stuff. Good-looking guys are just as stupid as good-looking chicks are, maybe more so. Society doesn't talk about that too much, but find me a hot, hunky slab of meat, besides, present cousin excluded.
Got it.
And, sorry, Chris. Yeah, the four of us. And, by the way, I like when people do that. I like when people are telling you something and they go, look, I hate every writer who works at Kimmel. I mean, but beside you and Eric. And now you can tell they realize halfway into. They're about to say they hate everybody except for this one guy, except for they now have to include you with that one guy. I hate every single one of them but Eric and you. And whoever it is they're else going to tell the story to. But yeah, it's very transparent when they include that other person. All right, where was I talking about? Marie?
How creeps you out when a guy says that.
All right, we're creeped out. Here's the thing. You need
this
new
is not
guy.
That, though. This is her waiting too long to get involved this way, getting over-involved with the wrong guy because she hadn't worked that stuff out of her system yet.
And she's mad at him for not having being
who she needed him to be. Yeah, she needed him to be somebody. But that's what a 19-year-old does. And that's sort of where she is developmentally. Marie... Get another guy, get a good
guy,
and have a relationship. That's what you need. That will get this out of your system, I promise you.
And don't break the guy down into pieces, like, is he ambitious? Is he good-looking? Just find a guy you connect with.
Yes. The capacity for connection is what you got to look for. You seem to know what that is. Go find that.
All right. We are going to take ourselves a little break. Not Jewish, really?
She doesn't know. Of course he is.
Let me just try something. Marie, in the Jewish religion, it's your mother. So if your father's not Jewish still, that's okay. But your mother was Jewish, yes?
No.
Okay. Well, again, I'm thinking about just ending the show early tonight. I'm all over the map, Drew. Reel me in, by the way, when you see me going the wrong direction that way in such a hurry. But, as an entertainer, as a radio show host, all I have is my instincts. And when I feel those are going south...
You got to watch out.
It might be time to get out of the game. Yeah. The other thing I like to do is this one. I stopped having fun, so it was time to quit. I like that one. I wish I would use that when I was cleaning carpet. I'm quitting. Why not? I stopped having fun. Stop being fun. Well, it's time to hang it up when... really? Athletes always use that. Really, the $9 million a year you're getting to work for 4 months. Still, even if it wasn't a great time, don't you think you could take the $9 million for the 5 months out of the year work? No, when you're not having fun, by the way, that's how you know. It's time to hang it up.
Do you think they did that in ancient Egypt? Why'd you stop building the pyramid? It's not fun for me anymore.
Stop having fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You taking mud and straw and packing it into a form of brick. Not fun? Not fun slaving in the sun? Not getting whipped all day by a guy with a metal chest plate? Not fun. All right. Well, it's time to hang it up. I wish everyone would quit their job, ironically, except for the one guy who did quit because it stopped being fun. That would be a keeper.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just playing baseball. All right, but that's when it's time to quit. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. everyone. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Will Arnett in here tonight from Arrested Development. And, you know, when Jason and Will came in here together and separately many years ago. Well, yeah. About a year ago.
Year.
I remember thinking that, wow, it's such a good show, and the critics love it, of course. It'd be great if great things could happen to the show. I wasn't holding out too much hope because
it didn't
seem to be setting the world on fire at the time. Now, five Emmys later, Mazel Tov is our last caller's boyfriend, let's say. Mazel Tov. God bless. It couldn't happen to better guys. Could it, Drew?
No.
Unless, you know, God forbid it be me or you for a change, huh? How about that? Huh? Once? Just right. Once? Chris?
What's up?
What's happening? 22?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, man, Adam, you're the coolest.
Thanks, Stoner. What's up?
Dr. Drew, as brilliant as he is, and PhD and everything, makes him even smarter, but best thing he ever said was waffle. The
crapper.
Waffle thing, dude. Waffle crapper. That was brilliant, man.
Yeah. I think I
no
said
longer
that, right?
Bang.
I put it all together as waffle crapper.
Waffle
you
crapper.
Said take a crap on him.
Oh, I see.
I made it the final.
But I made it the hot chick.
Yes.
Right?
No. You came before. You set it all up.
Wow. We're going to set all this in court when the show hits and the merchandising starts coming out and the t-shirts and the coffee mugs.
Waffle crappers.
Yeah. My wife's a waffle crapper.
They might already have it in Germany. Waffle crapping.
My daughter's a waffle crapper.
We'll have these the Lufthansa aircraft coming by and the waffle.
Yeah. Hey, we'll do like a cross. We'll do like some sort of cross promotion with.
Did I say Lufthansa?
Yeah,
Luftwaffe. Isn't they call it the
Luftwaffe? Yeah.
Well, Lufthansa is the airline of the Luftwaffe. Yeah. All right. Where were we? So yes, Drew, genius, everybody. Where were we? We got a question for Will.
You pick
pulled prank on pals, peed into their shampoo. Is that dangerous? Tyler.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
If that were dangerous, Adam and his friends would have been dead long ago.
Long, long time ago.
They didn't even bother with the shampoo, actually.
Yeah, I did that.
You peed in somebody's shampoo?
No, a guy peed in a bottle of Coke.
Oh, nice.
Knowing that a guy was going to ask for a sip because he hated Coke.
Yeah.
15.
Yeah.
And waited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard.
Jimmy put his dork in a bottle of Snapple, thinking it was mine, and then somebody else walked in the office and picked it up and started drinking it. He ever said anything? Maybe I shouldn't say it on the air, but it's public record.
God,
he thought it was my Snapple. Turns out it wasn't. I'll tell you who was off the air.
You watched him put the penis in the Snapple?
No, of course. No.
He told you.
No, yeah, I found out. I'm not going to watch him put his dork in my Snapple and then drink it, you idiot.
No, I thought that's why maybe he was sort of, you know, sometimes you make something off limits by soiling it in some way.
Yeah. Well, I'll soil my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have him put his dork in my Snapple
maybe he
to make
was
it off
to screw
I don't want anything to happen to this. Put your joint in there.
Yeah.
Could you make a little? Yeah, a little semen would be nice. Is a little blood in there? Fantastic. Good, because I don't want anyone getting to this. I don't want to take a sip off it. I got to wipe. We're going to have to wipe the rim. Yeah. No, that was. This is what happens. Tyler.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Right. Hey.
Yeah, it happens. My friends used to do that at parties. They just go and put a little something in the shampoo at a party.
Yeah, I've heard you guys talk about the drinking of the urine, and I thought, yeah, that's cool, but if it's bad time.
All right, look, obviously you can get it on your scalp.
If you could drink it.
Yeah.
It's sterile.
It's not like sterile. Alien acid, by the way, that, you know, burns through the deck of a ship. It's just, you can do it, right? What about drinking it? What about someone else's urine? Well, better your own?
Better your own. Mm-hmm. If you keep drinking your urine, you'll get basically uremia, which is the same thing as kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember these people were telling us you could drink the urine, it was so healthy and all that garbage.
Yeah. I heard somewhere that somebody drinks a cup of urine every day and it's good for your longevity.
Please.
Yeah.
BS, right?
Oh.
Yeah, people got a lot. There's a lot of that stuff. There's all the enema guys and the urine drinkers and the people that are like
raw meat.
Get the raw food people, yeah. And then there's the people, and I never really trust them, where they go like, I'm a vegetarian, and I ate some lobster bisque, but I think it had some chicken broth in it, so I got really sick. Yeah. Like, it's like, you got really sick, or you're sort of emotionally a mess. And by the way, is your body that temperamental? It's not, what is it, like a Jag from the 50s?
No, where but you know what? You know what, Adam? I'm the type of person, if I drink something, I feel it.
And I'll tell you the kind of person I am, Will. I'm the kind of person that'll tell you the truth. I'll look at
you. I'm an honest person.
If you can't handle that.
Yes. And I'm nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you can't handle, I speak my mind. Okay?
I'm a good friend.
And I'm loyal, but I will speak my mind. A lot of people can't handle that.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't handle you being truthful or you being a colossal, aggressive a-hole. Which is it? By the way, if a lot of people can't handle, fill in the blank, it's you.
Yes.
Not a lot of people. And look, it's a bunch of people who hate you. Yeah. And I, because I wait. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I don't have energy, and I realize
because
I didn't have it. I can always tell if I eat, like, I'll get like a caffeine rush, I'll get a sugar rush, I'll get a red meat. What I'll do with red meat, it'll pep me up for like an hour, but then I'll start dragging. Like these people, it's like, you don't even know. You wouldn't even know what you ate if I just forced it in. Right. You have no idea what you ate. If it was a candy bar or a head of lettuce, you wouldn't even know, you idiot. All right, let's good. Will hates people too. God bless him. Bad Will, they call it. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. You're kidding. Hey, everyone. Well, that's the show. Will Arnett, where's the time go when Will comes in here, Drew?
I'm sad now.
All right. But I got to say, we don't have to stop the show, but I stopped having fun.
Then we better quit.
Yeah, we got to quit. Yeah, that's how you know when it's time to quit. Will Arnett, everyone. Arrested Development, 8:30, Sunday nights. Always a delight on Fox. We hope to see you back here real soon. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
America's next waffle crapper. This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.